Black Country New Road is a 7-piece from London, and we're associated with acts like Black Midi, and they've released a fantastic new album for the first time, and it's been highly anticipated by many. And I had to chat to Lewis, the saxophonist, and Tyler, the bassist. I need to get this off my chest because I really want to know, what does Black Country New Road mean?
Honestly, it came from like a Wikipedia random search, just pressing hyperlinks. It means nothing. It's there for people to put their own meaning onto it if they'd like. But one meaning that I take from it is looking back on something that was dark and moving on to something that is a brighter future.
Wow. It's also a place in the Midlands in the UK.
But it has nothing to do with that.
A lot of people are quite upset that we've culturally appropriated where they're from, but it's just not really got anything to do with the Black Country. It's just in the band name.
Are they like, oh, those bloody London kids? Like, oh.
Exactly. This is what they're, exactly what they're like.
Well, hey, congrats on your debut album for the first time. How does it feel to have that out?
So good. It's about time.
When did you record it?
March last year. Sitting on it for a very long time.
Oh, that is a long time. Well, like you've got such great reviews. I think NME said a utterly mesmerizing debut. Such great words. Like, how does that feel to hear such good reviews, Lewis?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, to be honest. I mean, I wasn't really expecting it to do as well as it did in the reviews. But, well happy with it, to be honest. Couldn't have asked for much more, really, could we?
You've got great hips. I've been shaking ever since you told me no love would live in this house. Turn out the inside out.
Seven people in your band is huge. How does like songwriting work for you guys?
We usually start with usually comes from one or two places at the beginning. We start with an idea, and a skeleton of the track is written, and then it gets brought to the band and we develop it from there. Everyone writes their own parts, and then usually after the music's done, Isaac will write the lyrics, and we'll do then we'll kind of, he might change them around or whatever, and then it kind of goes like that, really, usually. And before COVID, it was we relied a lot more on gigs to develop the material, but in the new stuff we've been writing, we haven't been able to do that, so we've been kind of making the songs in a much more complete form at the moment.
Are you working separately because it's COVID right now?
We're legally allowed to meet up as a band, which is cool for us, but totally unfair for other bands that aren't legally allowed to do so. So we were able to get into the practice rooms a few weeks ago and work on album 2, which was super exciting.
Oh, wow. So what makes a band, like, able to do that?
things if you've got a record contract, which is kind of ridiculous. There's definitely bands that have been going for longer than us, that probably work harder than us, maybe make better music than us, that haven't been able to, they don't get the same privileges that we do with that, which isn't great, really. And I think it's kind of a good old reflection of the way it's being dealt with over here, at least. I mean, look at you guys having music festivals, going to pubs, having sports matches.
Yeah, we had
I'm very jealous.
Yeah, we had two music festivals over the weekend.
Oh my God, yeah. Every weekend.
Hopefully we'll be able to have you guys over soon.
Yeah,
we hope so.
Love that.
Were there any particular influences or inspirations for this album?
No.
Just each other?
There was no, like, we don't go into writing music or writing albums with any, like, concept before. I mean, regarding the first album, the second album's slightly different. But no, it's just like a mishmash of seven people's different interests, I guess. It wasn't even written to be like an album, you know, as well. Like, all of these songs were just written as individual things that happened at different points in time that then became part of a live set. They weren't even meant to be an album, pretty much.
And somehow it still fits, like, really well together, the way you've done the track list. It goes so smooth. And I find it interesting because you guys have, you know, reasonably long songs, like 9 minutes or something, but they're still really, you're still drawn to them. How do you make a longer song engaging?
I think it needs, a 9 minute song needs 5 minutes more ideas than a 4 minute song does, really. I think, like, we're kind of just cramming loads of ideas in there, and I think it's not necessarily something that we want to keep doing. We're trying to get better at having the same amount of information in a shorter song at the moment, because I think that's also quite a cool thing to do. And I think it's all well and good having a 9 minute song, but I think you've got to back it up. And I feel like, I mean, this may be because we know the songs too well, but I feel like there's moments when it's like, does that need to be in there? Does it have to be that 9 minutes? So I think we're trying to work at the moment on making it a bit more engaging, making it a bit more efficient, and yeah, not going on for quite as long, because I don't know.
Is that what the
we fancy at the moment?
Is that what the new album is going to sound like?
I mean, we're saying this, but we've still written songs that are like 6 minutes, and we're not that good at. We're not getting better that much quicker, but we're trying. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it when it's out.
We'll be right back.
discard in every room. Main line to the UE blue. They ask me. It's a great wide gulf between intentions and what ground met me. I check my phone, make the sound like theme from failure, performed for just you. Like the new road built out of black country ground. I think she's still waiting there for us, somewhere underneath what we built to keep the waters clean. It's a one-size-fits-all hardcore cyber fetish, early naughty zine. She sells matcha shots to pay for printing costs in a PR team. She's recently enlightened, and for some reason that phases me. Won't give up, too soft to touch, and how.
Signed to Ninja Tune, so when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's really interesting, because Ninja Tune is, like, you know, more known for the electronic artists. Why did you decide to go with them?
Honestly, they're just awesome people that we connected with instantly, and that wasn't the case with everyone else we were talking to at the time. And that's what we base our work ethic on, people that we like and can connect with.
Yeah, Ninja Tune is a sick label, and I'm excited to see, like, what they are able to do for you guys. Hey, thank you so much for chatting to me. I'll let you guys get on with making your dinner. Hopefully see you guys down here in New Zealand sometime in the future. We'd love
great.
To have you.
Yeah, that would be really good. Thanks, Jess.
Take care and be safe there in the UK.
Yeah, we'll be.
We'll
be.
Try.
Very much.